Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about the 2018 State 4-H Horse Championship. Hello, I'm Amy Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Dean Joe San, Mississippi State University Extension 4-H Livestock Specialist. Dean, we're into the summer, and some of our 4-H activities are behind us, such as 4-H Congress, but the State 4-H Horse Championship is just around the corner. Tell me a little about this event.
The State 4-H Horse Championship, the show itself, and all the educational contests will take place in Jackson on the state fairgrounds starting on Tuesday, June the 19th, and concluding on Saturday, June the 23rd. We'll kick off the week with a bunch of educational contests for our junior and senior 4-H'ers, and then we'll kick off our show on Wednesday afternoon through Saturday. We'll have 104 classes, so we'll have a lot of variety.
Do 4-H'ers have to qualify horses to be able to ride at the state horse show? How does that process work?
So we have two types of classes that we offer at the state level. Some of those, the youth do have to qualify their horse to get to the state show. During June the 7th to the 9th, all four of our districts will be having a district qualifying show where the top percentage of horses in every class get to qualify and advance on to the state competition. But we do have some classes that are held only at the state show just because the districts aren't able to get the equipment and supplies needed to have those as qualifying classes.
The schedule for the State 4-H Horse Championship is rather full. What types of classes are offered to youth to compete with their horses?
We have all kinds of classes, pretty much anything that you can compete on with horses we offer at the state show. On Wednesday afternoon, June the 20th, that's when we will start with our English classes and our dressage classes. We'll have our over fences classes and our English classes on the flat on that Wednesday evening. Then starting on Thursday morning, June the 21st, we'll have our ranch horse classes, as well as our cattle and goat top classes, our roping, that type of stuff. And then that evening, after we do our opening ceremony at 5 o'clock, immediately when it finishes, we'll have a ranch sorting class. So we'll have lots of different ranch horse classes on that Thursday. On Friday, we move more into our halter and showmanship classes for most of the morning, and then we get into our saddle and gaiter performance classes, and then all of our western performance classes following that. We wrap up the show on Saturday, June the 23rd, with all of our speed events. That'll be our pole bending, barrel racing, and stake races.
And Mississippi is one of 13 states that are part of the Southern Regional 4-H Horse Championship. How do youth qualify to compete in the regional level?
So every state, all 13 states, have an opportunity to qualify 70 horses to compete at the regional show. This year, that show will be held August the 1st to the 5th in Perry, Georgia. So in our rule book and at the show, the horse that has the best score in certain classes or the fastest times or finishes higher on high point lists qualify for the show. So we have that detailed list printed in our rule book, and we also make that available to our exhibitors at the show so that they know when they qualify to go to the regional competition.
In addition to the horse show itself, what other opportunities are available to youth in the horse project?
We have six educational contests. We have a hippology contest, a horse quiz bowl, horse judging, and then we have three communication contests, a horse public speaking, a horse demonstration, and a horse team demonstration contests. In addition to those educational opportunities, we do have a horse art and horse photography competition, as well as a t-shirt design contest. So pretty much we have all types of educational and creative expression type contests for our horse youth to be involved with.
If people want to learn more about the Mississippi 4-H Horse Program and find a detailed schedule for the State 4-H Horse Championship, where can they go?
You can go to extension.msstate.edu, then click on the link for 4-H and Youth Livestock. And once you get to the page, if you look under resources, you'll see a link to the 2018 Mississippi 4-H Horse Shows classes, rules, and regulations.
Today we've been speaking with Dean Joe San, Mississippi State University Extension 4-H Livestock Specialist. I'm Amy Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.